This is the Mason Vera Payne Show, your go-to lifestyle program, covering everything from technology and gaming to movies, TV shows, and pop culture to the supernatural and beyond. Brought to you by WGNRadio.com with your host, the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne.
Mason Payne here, live from the NVP studios in Chicago, and thank you for tuning in. Google Trends expert Justin Burr is going to join me to break down the top five search trends on Google this week. Thanks for joining me, Justin.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Okay, for this week, what's number five?
Number five is the Puerto Rican Day Parade taking place on Sunday at 11 a.m. and it ends at 5 p.m. That's the National Puerto Rican Day Parade in New York City, but there's local celebrations all across the country. And, you know, this I've read that this one is going to take a little bit of a different tone post-Hurricane Maria, because a couple weeks ago, a new study came out that estimated that there were, you know, upwards of 4,600 deaths in Puerto Rico after Hurricane Maria, as opposed to the 64-person death toll that came out in the official report. So it's going to be a lot about triumph and overcoming adversity, and it's going to be great. But a lot of people are turning to Google to figure out what streets are closed and other logistics around that. But they're also going to help people in Puerto Rico recover from Hurricane Maria. So you can go to google.org. It's gogo.co/supportPR. This is put on by google.org, which is our philanthropic arm. And Google is going to match up to $2 million in donations made from June 8th to June 20th. So if you're feeling philanthropic, head over there and donate.
Oh, that's beautiful. What was number four this week?
Number four, we've got the U.S. Postal Service. They are releasing scratch and sniff stamps, which is extremely so. I mean, how great are scratch and sniff? Brings me back to the childhood. They're great. You put them down, you scratch it, you smell it. But I think it's maybe like USPS trying to be relevant again, because I feel like they're having some declining business numbers. But hey, the scratch and sniff, that'll get me sending mail again.
Scratch and sniff. I'm not sure I'm into that. But what do you know what flavors they're going to have that you can smell?
Yeah, they're doing it for summer. So they've got Frozen Treats Forever, which is like the name of the campaign, the smell campaign. So they've got 10 different stamps, all designed to smell like a different kind of ice cream. And they're going to be formally introduced on June 20th in Texas. The exact scents haven't yet been revealed, but it's going to revolve around some sort of ice cream type of flavor, which is exciting.
You know, I remember the pens. You remember the markers that smelled like grape and strawberry and orange?
Oh, yeah.
So they didn't last long. So I'm wondering, like, if you decide to collect these stamps, how long will they be preserved in smell? Will they last like a month, or will it be a couple of years? Like, how potent will it be?
Well, if you don't scratch them, I think that they're going to be well preserved, because the way that it works is there's these like aroma-generating chemicals that are encapsulated in gelatin on their, of course, but on the sticker or the stamp or whatever. So when you scratch it, you rupture the spheres and you smell the smell. So if the spheres aren't ruptured, those babies are being preserved for as long as you want, I would assume.
Oh, you know, I'm not a stamp collector, but I am interested. So for this week, what was number three?
This one's both equally exciting and depressing. We've got the World Cup. It's kicking off next week on June 14th, which is awesome. The World Cup is incredible, but the United States will not be taking the pitch in this year's tournament. This is the first time they failed to qualify since 1986, so the first time in my lifetime that I've ever not seen the USA play in a World Cup, and it's pretty devastating. I was down in Brazil for the 2014 World Cup, and it was just incredible watching the USA play on June 22nd, 2014, actually. The USA played Portugal, and that was the most watched soccer match in U.S. history. 24.7 million people tuned in. It was an exciting game. So, I mean, this year it's going to be fun. You just got to pick another team to support besides the United States. I might latch on to Iceland. They're the smallest country to qualify, and their fans are awesome. They've got that awesome clap, the Nordic clap that they do. I guess I got to pick another team.
Hey, do you know who the favorite is to win?
You know, let's see. The favorite? Man, I don't know. I mean, in terms of the big juggernauts every single year, you know, Argentina, Brazil, Germany. Germany won the last World Cup. You know, I failed to mention this. It's in Russia this year, which is interesting. So, yeah, everybody's heading out to Russia. Should be an exciting tournament, regardless of if the United States are not in it.
Oh, man. Yeah. I used to like to watch the World Cup, but it kind of fell back a little bit. I don't know. Is there any interesting player that may make me fall in love again with soccer?
I mean, Lionel Messi of Argentina, Cristiano Ronaldo of Portugal, even though he scored the equalizing goal in that 2014 match on June 22nd against us, which we probably would have made it first out of our group if we had won that game, whatever. We've got Neymar from Brazil. I'm actually currently wearing my Neymar Brazilian jersey because that guy's the man. So there's a lot of interesting players out there. You got to tap in.
Okay, well, I'll look into them. So for this week, what was number two?
We've got IHOP flipping the P in their name and changing it to IHOB. So they just kind of changed it to a B at the end. So IHOP. So everybody's a very cryptic announcement. They just put on their Twitter page, like, you know, we've been pancaking for 60 years. Now we're flipping the name to IHOP. Figure out what it is on 6/11. So that's on Monday. And nobody knows. But the thing is, Mashable went pretty deep to uncover the mystery of the B. And they said they found a Reddit post essentially suggesting that the B is not going to stand for breakfast. Because everybody just was like, okay, International House of Breakfast. They're not just pancakes anymore. They're all breakfast. But no, the Reddit post said burgers. Then they traced the origin of that Redditor, and apparently he's a manager at IHOP. And now a lot of people have come out that work at IHOP, and they're like, yeah, we're getting trained on how to make burgers. So it's the International House of Burgers, apparently, which is, I don't know, that seems a little bit odd to me.
You know, there are so many gourmet burger places now that I'm kind of sick of gourmet burgers. And that's just me. I don't think I'm prepared for this. I enjoy my, you know, 2 a.m. pancakes.
Totally agree. I think that, especially like they've done so well as a breakfast establishment. I mean, I'm sure they won't abandon it, but it only makes sense. If it ain't broke, don't fix it, guys. Come on, stick to what you know.
Isn't that the truth? So for this week, what was number one?
Yeah, some pretty tragic news this week, as the number one trend is Kate Spade, who passed away in an apparent suicide this past week. You know, people are turning to Google to kind of remember the legacy that she's leaving behind. You know, obviously she's had some amazing contributions to the world and the fashion industry. One of the most searched quote that she had on Google this past week was, "She who leaves a trail of glitter is never forgotten," which is obviously very appropriate for this situation. There's also some tragic news this morning in the same vein, where Anthony Bourdain was found in an apparent suicide. And if anybody's listening that is having some issues with mental health, there is a National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, and that is 1-800-273-8255. So, you know, if anybody listening is having some issues, please reach out, because, you know, mental health is a serious, serious situation.
Heard about Anthony Bourdain this morning, too. Was there any reason why? Did he leave a letter?
I haven't really looked too much into that this morning. I haven't. I don't know if there was a letter. I don't even know if it's 100% confirmed that it was a suicide. I know that there is some speculation there. I just saw it trending on Twitter this morning, and I was like, please, no, not right. Another one. And, you know, it was.
Yeah, it's the same thing I thought when I saw him, and I was like, no, not Anthony Bourdain. I mean, I grew up watching that guy. That's kind of like, what's going on?
Anthony Bourdain was so influential in terms of like how everybody just wanted to get out there and adventure and explore new cultures and try new foods. I mean, he was just such an interesting guy. It's bizarre.
Prayers to family and friends for them.
Yeah.
For this week, YouTube video, what was the most watched?
Yeah, number one, we've got A Star Is Born trailer, and this is Lady first role in a feature film. Bradley Cooper is also starring in the film, and he is directing it as well. And so the trailer's got like 2.6 million views so far. I watched it this morning. It looks good, and it looks like Gaga is a really great actress. I was thoroughly impressed. And yeah, the movie looks phenomenal. It's a remake of a remake of a remake, unfortunately. But it looks like they're taking a pretty original take on this. It's going to be released in October. But yeah, Star Is Born. You got to check it out.
Okay, so the only one I remember is the one with Barbara Streisand. There's other remakes of it? I didn't even know that.
Apparently, yeah. So the Streisand one was 1976, and that was itself a remake of a 1937 and then a 1954 film. The 1954 one had Judy Garland. The 1937 film, I don't know, Janet Gaynor and Frederick March Not sure if I know those folks, but...
Okay, so I have to ask, every single movie, did it end the same?
That's a good question. I mean, no spoiler alerts on your show, but I would assume they probably followed the same... I guess we got to watch. I got my work cut out for me this weekend. I'm going to watch every rendition of A Star Is Born.
Well, you know, I'm going to cheat. I'm just going to go on Wiki, and I'm just going to figure out what the endings were from there.
Sounds good. We'll discuss next week.
Well, Justin, thanks so much for joining me. I really appreciate you being here.
Hey, you're welcome. Thank you.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Subscribe, rate, and comment at masonverapayne.com. That's MASONVERAPAINE.com. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter at Mason Vera Payne. That's all one word. And don't forget to share the show with your friends.